您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Now we need to talk about robot journalists.The latest news is Xinhua News Agency has actually officially employed a robot journalist to write articles. How does it work and will it replace us humans? 在智能社会，机器人正在协助甚至取代人类的工作。一名叫做快笔小新的机器人记者成了新华社的一名新员工。现在问题来了，机器人记者是怎么写稿子的？人类记者会面临失业危机吗？ So what is this robot journalist and how does it work?Work so I can determine whether my job is kind of at risk here or not.
Oh, it's actually a very interesting story, isn't it? Xinhua News Agency, as China's largest news agency, welcomed its new employee. He Yang mentioned his name is called Kuai Bi Xiaoxing, also a very lovely name. Right now, the robot is working for Xinhua's Sports Department, Economic Information Department, and China's Securities Journal, producing stories of sports news in Chinese and English, as well as financial news reports. And actually, China, of course, is not the only and first country which implemented such technology. For example, AP has published a story in this January that contained no byline. It was written, actually, by a robot. The so-called robot journalism has enabled AP to crank out some 3,000 reports each quarter, up from 300, according to a press release there. And the work procedure is also not that difficult. They collect data first, and then they process the data, and then they will do the writing automatically. And then, you know, after the editing procedure, the article they've written will be published. So see, how easy is it for them a task to write?
The simple definition there for people that didn't quite follow that is basically it's a robot installed with automated software which takes data and then just turns it into words. Now I'm assuming that it's not that simple. The algorithms that they probably use, they teach it the basics of journalism as well. So when we write a report, we start with the key information and then we filter downwards. I'm assuming it's able to mimic these processes. To me, guys, this is not a new story. This is the oldest story we could ever found, because robots taking the jobs of humans has been going on since 1962, which is when General Motors were the first ever company to employ robots into their factories. In the early 2000s, in 2003, was when we saw Tesco implement self-service checkouts. Waiters.
Oh, that's odd. Every time I go to Tesco, I use the service.
There you go. See, Lawyer's a fan. He's a fan of people being unemployed. He loves it when he sees people put out of work. But I use them as well, being fair. But that started in the early 2000s, and that was when robots started infiltrating the service industry. And now it's just gone a step further and they're able to do slightly more difficult jobs. It's something that we've all known is that robots are going to keep getting better, and to account for it we need to keep retraining, which is strenuous but becoming a necessity.
I'm not surprised that speech came from Sam, our tech person. You know, he's familiar with technology and always up to date with what's going on in the tech world, and I see Sam blushing. See, I rarely say good things about him and cherish it when it happens.
It was the first time, I think.
That's not true.
The second time.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, the second.
And for someone like myself, our dear listeners know that I happily live in my cave, so all of this is unfathomable for me. And for me, I think there is a major difference, because we used to think, like the examples that Sam gave, that it's robots taking over manual work jobs, and it shouldn't affect, you know, like knowledge worker jobs, like a journalist, right? And I think that is... I think it's a bigger leap in technology than what we think, and that's also the part that kind of worries people, that is it going to be the trend that more and more of these intelligence or knowledge required works are going to be taken over by robots?
I don't think our journalists, the real journalists, will be taken over by those robots.
Lawyer, when you say that, when you're talking about the quote-unquote real journalists, be a bit more specific. Are you referring to features writers, people that write in-depth stories? What do you consider the real journalist to be?
I think, you know, these robots, what they can do is compiling some of the reports based on figures and data.
They're able to write hard news stories.
Right. Actually. When it comes to the in-depth stories, be it by financial stories, business stories, or political affairs stories, I mean, you have to hire a real journalist to do the deep and thoughtful discussion and, you know, analysis.
No, I completely disagree with that. I think there are limitations to what the robot can do, but I don't think that's it. I think when you're looking at an in-depth feature report, you're looking at comparisons between this event and what's previously happened. You're looking at the possible ramifications and the after effects of what's happened. All of this analysis can be done potentially by a machine. The only thing that I think a robot can't do is that it can't talk, it doesn't have inspiration. It can't build on human experiences because it has none. And as we all know, experiences are the key to inspiration. It's because of what's happened to us that we're inspired to do certain things. That's the only thing that can't happen to a robot that can happen to human beings. In terms of doing in-depth analysis, I think as the algorithms for this technology become more complicated, mm-hmm. it's definitely something we're going to see.
That's very interesting because I think there's... Yeah, I think, Sam, you have persuaded me to agree with...
What, to buy a computer?
I was not persuaded by Sam.
Okay, you go first then.
Well, if you conduct comparison analysis, of course, due to the algorithm as well as the huge data set, the robot can identify and gather the information it needs. However, how can the robot put forward an idea? How can he or she conduct a very comprehensive analysis with his or her own ideas? I mean, this is impossible to be done by a robot.
No, it's not. Because think about it, Lawyer. If you have a bunch of things, if you have A, B, C that happen, yeah, and the computer has to process it and then give you the possible following outcomes of what could happen and the solutions to those outcomes, it's able to do that. That's just like simple math. It's just what you're saying is that it can't have new ideas.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only limitation it has is inspiration. Everything else in terms of comprehension, writing out different possibilities, doing comparisons, it's not limited to anything in terms of cognitive thinking. It's only limited by inspiration, which means in-depth feature writing is safe from that point of view, but that alone. There is nothing in terms of a thinking standpoint in which we can beat this technology.
Yes, I think... Yeah, oh no. Now in my mind, it's just like robots taking over so many industries. That is going to be a danger for a lot of people with their jobs, but it solely depends on how intricate, complicated, and perfect is that algorithm, right? To make the thing so comprehensive, make it produce top-notch work, because let's go back to your example, Sam, that in Tesco, in the supermarket counter in the UK, when the checkout is usually, you can choose the machine option, and there's always that noise. Extra stuff in the bagging area. This cannot work. And then when there is that actually not really always the case, that sometimes these machines just don't function perfectly. Mm. I think right now, because Sam, you've been pretty persuasive right now, so I think the only catch I can think of right now is that these technologies don't work so perfectly, and they won't be in a long time.
And can I take my argument one step further? I'm probably part of the only small fraction of people that believe this, but I genuinely believe that in the long run, that AI will be able to be taught to mimic human emotion. And I'll give a very simple example. At the moment, if you were to ask Siri, should I go to the beach or should I go to the shopping mall? I haven't tried this, but I'm assuming the best response that Siri could make is that it's sunny outside, go to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
If Apple were to teach Siri to respond, I like long walks on the beach. We know that Siri is an AI computer program. It's never been to the beach. But Apple, regardless of that, could still teach it to mimic a human response and respond in that way to that question. If AI can be taught to say that, if it can be taught to say, if you ask it if you should go to the beach and it says, I like long walks on the beach, what's to stop AI from mimicking other terms of human emotion and writing at the same level as us?
I'm so scared right now. I'm so scared right now.
It's the same basis, same idea, just much more developed.
And just think about this. One day, will humans be so pathetic in asking machines how do we feel and how do we make options? I think that is certainly the thing that I'm keeping the guard up in my mind. And I think in the future, with technology just penetrating our society in so many ways, sometimes it's going to be very difficult for you to maintain that slightest sliver of independent thinking. And we can talk about this a little bit more after this break or not. Depends on your messages. You're listening to Roundtable here with myself, He Yang, Luo Yue, and Sam in the studio. It seems like one gentleman still has a little bit more to say about the robot journalist, and so do some of our listeners. Can I just quickly quote them? One is from Aimi Su, hi, and another one is from Adi. They have similar views that they think the best way to have these robot journalists is to send them to war zones. And I think that's a perfect suggestion right there. Gentlemen?
Very practical application. I think the two best views in terms of giving back to our society for robotics is A, military, and B, medical, because they give great benefits and offer, and they save lives, which is always going to be one of the biggest things you can give to a society.
Well, I'm very happy to see these robots could be used in some of the war zones, and probably as we are in the era of convergence of media, right? So the 媒体融合. So looking into the future.
Yeah, thanks. Now I understand.
Because, you know, as radio journalists, what we used to do is just we took our recorder there and make a little bit recording. Now we have to do a lot of things. Now, with the help of the robotic engineering, they can do a lot of things for us.
Okay.
They are multitaskers from my perspective.
Yeah.
And I want to emphasize that what we focus is the quality of the paper. So I don't think those robots will take the jobs and all the journalists will be sacked in the future, because
okay,
we can write quality reports.
Okay, well, that's the statement from Luo Yu, and I hope that the world listens. But there's one word that Mao Xiao'er gives everyone regarding this topic, and I promise after this we'll go on. Terminator! Alrighty, now we have to go to our final topic of the day.